And it came out they agreed to me what I said was right. Then what did Rabbi Yechonin say? They said like this, Chamas. You want to know what the city Chamas is? Chamas Zutzverium. When the pasuk before said, the year Miftzor had Tzidin Tzer v'Chamas Rakas v'Kinores, Chamas means Tveria. For Lomba Nikra Shemo Chamas, why is it called Chamas? Al Shum Chamas Tveria, because the hot springs of Tveria, that's why it's called Chamas, like hot. Then the pasuk says Rakas. What does Rakas mean? Zu Tzipori, that's the city called Tzipori. For Lomba Nikra Shemo Rakas, what is the pasuk called Tzipori Rakas? Mishum de Medlayu, it's like sloped downwards, Kirakta den Horum. Like the bank of the river. Just like Rashi says, Svas Hanor, the bank of the river. Travoyum in Hanor, it's higher than the river. Av Sipur Yashev is Breshahar. And Sipur is also on the top of a mountain. It doesn't mean it's the Medlayu, it's downwards. Alright. I mean, it's on the top, but it's like sloping down the har. By the Kinneris, that's the pasuk says Kinneris. Zu Gneiser, that's the place called Gneiser. Voloma Nikra Shemo Kinneris, why is it called Kinneris? The Masiki Peri Kakol the Kinneru. Because we know Peris Genusa, the Peris are very, very sweet there. So it's sweet like the Kola, Kakola, like the voice of the Kinneru of a harp. So that's why it's called Kinneris. This city of Gneiser is called like Kinneris, like the Peris are sweet, like the voice of a harp. Omar Rova. Iyika Mandi Yoma Rakas La Tveria. If anybody wants to argue me and say Rakas is not Tveria, which really, that's what Yechonin argues, that Yechonin said that Tver is Chamas. So then he said Rakas is something else. Rakas is Tzipori. So now Rav is arguing, Rav is saying, I'm a Rav. Mika, how could it be? Is there anybody? Mika, the man, the Yom, Rakas, not Tveria. Like, how could Yechonin argue? How could Yechonin say that Rakas is not Tveria? For her, it's like this. Ki Shocha vin Shocha. When people die here in Bovil, Hossam, there in Tveria, Safti Lehochi. This is the way they say a Hespin. Right? That the people that died in Bovil, they used to bury them in Tveria. So when they brought them to Tveria, the Hespin, they said was like this. Godelu b'sheshach. This person was a godel in sheshach. V'sham loy barakas. And they're putting him now in rakas. So you see that sheshach, that goes on Bovil. Rashi sheshach, Bovil, b'chilof aleph tez v'sham. And suddenly somebody died in Bovil, V'sham loy barakas. Yoytzu l'shem v'tferia. Everybody knows about him here in Tveria. And it says Rakas. So Mashma is clearly Rakas was Tveria, not Chamas. V'aytiv chimaski aroin l'hosan. And when the Yoram, the Nais, Mamish come to Tveria, safti l'hochi. This is the way they say the spadim. Oyavei shuridim. He was somebody that loved the shuridim, leftover people means living above him. Yoyshev Rakas. Tzu v'kiblu haruga yoymik. People from Rakas means here people in Bovil, let's go out and accept the person that died from Oymik, from the valley, from Bovil. So here you see clearly that Rakas is called Tveria. Not Chamas, but Rakas, that's Tveria. But the Kinach Nav Shed Rebbe Zeru, when Rebbe Zeru died, Posach Olayhu Saftuno, the person that said a Hespid for Rebbe Zeru said like this, Erech Shinner, that means the land of Shinner means Bovil. Hora, if like Gabe was pregnant, Beyolda gave birth. Eretz Tzvi in Eretz Yisrael, Gidlo, it grew Shashuim, the good things. Oy no lo, oy veifim. Omro Rakas, ki of the Kli Chemdosa. Like oy veit to Rakas, you lost your Kli Chemdosa. So Chura Koponim, you see clearly that Rakas is called Tveria. So the Kashan of Yechon, actually Yechon say Chamas is Tveria, here it says clearly Rakas was Tveria. Elo Omar Rovo, Alam Rova, Chamas zu Chami Gror, Enichnami, not like Rabbi Yechonin. Chamas is not Tveria, it's Chami Gror. Rakas zu Tveria. Rakas, that's Tveria. And Kinoris, that is Maskum zu Gneiser. That was Gneiser. V'lom Manikri Shema Rakas, what are they called Tveria Rakas? Shafilu Rekonim Shabo Malaya Mitzvahs. Even the empty people in Tveria were full of mitzvahs. Karima like a pomegranate. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, holding that wolf with Aleph. Again, by Kamat, with the big lines begin. Again, the Shaila was, the Pasuk before said, Viore Miftzor, is the fortified cities, where Hatzidim, Tser, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kinoris. So the question is, what does Chamas mean, and what does Rakas mean? So first, Rabbi Yechonin wanted to say that Chamas is called Tveria. That's what Rabbi Yechonin held. Chamas is Tveria. Now Rav is saying not like that. Rav is saying it's not Hamas, but Rakas, that is Tverya. He brought a few rayas for that. The first line, the big line says, Elo Marova, Chamazu Chame Charo. You know what Chamas means? That's a different place. That's Chame Charo. Rakas, you know what Rakas is? Zu Tverya. That's Tverya. Kineris, that's what the post says, another city, Kineris. That's Zu Ginuser. That's the city called Ginuser. For Loma Nikra Shmo Rakas, how come they call Tverya Rakas? Is Shafilu Rekonim Shabo, even the empty people in Tverya, Malaya Mitzvahs Kariman, are full of mitzvahs like a Rimon. That's why they call it Rakas. But really it means Tverya. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Rakas Shmo. No, really the city's name was Rakas. For Loma Nikra Shmo Tverya, how come we call it Tverya? That's what we call the city. Is Sheyoshev Es Petibur Rosh El Eretz Yisrael. Because Tverya is right smack in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's called Tverya. Like in the Tibur, like the middle of the body. So, that's what Tverya is. But really, the name of the city is Rakas. Rava Omar Rakas Shmo. Same thing. The name really is Rakas. For Loma Nikra Shmo Tverya, how come we call it Tverya? Shetoyva Rayoso. Whoever looks at it sees it very good. It looks very good. That's why it's called Tverya. Mashenkin, its real name though is Rakas. Now Omar Ziri says, Kitroin Zu Tziporri. You know what the city Kitroin is? Kitroin there is Tziporri. For Loma Nikra Shmo Tziporri, why do we call the name of the city Tziporri if really the name should be Kitroin? Sheyoshev Es Beroi Shahar, the city is on top of a mountain, Kitzipor, like a bird. The Kitroin, yeah. So therefore, that's what Ziri says, that when the Pasuk says Kitroin, really that's the place called Tziporri. Now it's called Tziporri, called Tziporri, because it's on top of a mountain, like a bird is on top of a mountain. For the Gemara, is that true, the Kitroin Tziporri? Is it true that the city Kitroin is really Tziporri? The Kitroin Bechelka Shel Zvulun Hevi. In the Pesukim, we'll soon see in Shoftim, it says that Kitroin was in the Chelak of Zvulun. The Yassir of the Pasuk says, Zvulin loyherish es yoshvei Kitroin vi es yoshvei Nahalo. That these two cities, Zvulin did not capture. Even though it's in his property, it was in his lands, he wasn't herish, he didn't yash, and didn't throw the goyim out of these two places. So Mashmur Kitroin is supposed to be in the place of Zvulin. Zvulin misroyim amidoysev hevi. And Zvulin was complaining. He wasn't happy with Yerusha, the part of Eretz Yisrael that he got. Shinam the Pasuk says, Zvulin am cheref nafshalamus. Like Zvulin was so angry, he was complaining, as if to say that he came out to kill himself almost. That's how much he was complaining. That means, Matam, why was Zvulin complaining so much? Why wasn't he happy? Mishum de Naftali al Mereine Soda. Because Naftali, he felt, had better Nachla, got better grounds in Eretz Yisrael than he did. Like Naftali's lands were called Mereine Soda, the high lands on the field. Because he got good fields. Mashenkin Zvulun complained he didn't get good fields. We'll soon see. Is Omar Zvulun lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said to Hashem, like Ribbono Shel Olam, Li'achai nosata lehem sadas ukramim. To my brother Naftali, you gave him fields with kramim, vineyards. For li nosata horu magvois. And to me, you just gave mountains and hills. I can't use them. Rashi said before, Al Midoisev means Al Mazoloi. Shenimdid lo min Hashemayim. Zvulun was angry at the Mazoloi got min Hashemayim. Mido Shein Chofetz Boy. He got something he wasn't happy with. And this is what he's saying he wasn't happy about it. That Naftali's brother got good fields. And I just got mountains and hills. Liachai to my brother Naftali, Nusata lehem Arotzois. He gave him good lands. Vali Nusata Yom and Horus. And by me, most of my lands are full of rivers and oceans. So I don't need it. Is Omar Loya Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Zvulun, Kulon Tzricha Mecho. You should, everybody's going to come to need you. Don't feel bad about what you got in the horrors. You got rivers. We're going to need you. Ayidei Chalosin. Because the Chalosin, the fish that comes up that we make chalos, the blue wool that we dyed in this, the blood of this fish Chalosin, is going to come up from the rivers in your place. Shenamin Apostle says, Anim Hayikro. Ushvune Tumune Chol. What does that mean? This is going on Zvulun's place. Tavidashin Toni Rav Yosef. Shvune, with hidden things in the ocean, is their chalozin. That means we're going to find in Zvulun the chalozin. That's a special fish
that we use its blood to dip the wool in to make tchilas on the tzitzis. So it's a very chashuv thing. We're going to need you. It's very expensive. Tamune, what's another thing that's hidden, another type of a fish? Zutris. That's tris. That's another type of a good fish that they find only in his rivers of Zvulun. Rashi, tris, dak, shakur, and tunina. Maybe tuna. You find it there. Choyl, what does choyl mean? What is shfune, tamune, choyl? Choyl, zuz, chuchas, levonim. That means white clay to make white glass. It's also something very choshev. All these things are going to be found in Zvulun's land. So now Hashem is telling Zvulun, be happy what you got. Is Omalafonov still Zvulun said no? Omalafonov Ribonish Lerlam. Me my Dieni. Like, who's going to tell me that Rashi Azois lost in Lidomen? Like, how am I going to know that people are going to pay me for these things? Is Omaloy Hashem answered back, Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. That means people are going to do Zivchei Tzedek, don't worry about it. That means Simin Ze Yehelecho. I'm going to give you a sign about this. That Kol Hanoitomim Chav Lidomen. If anybody's going to take away the Chalozin without paying you, or anybody will take away this white glass, or they'll take away this type of tuna fish, is a memoya before makti shaloi. Klum, you should know it's going to be a bracha, like a simin, they won't have anything from it. They'll do business with it, and they won't gain anything. In other words, they won't get a bracha out of it unless they bought it from you with money. So therefore, it's not going to be worth it for them to steal it, so people won't steal from you, they'll only pay you for what they want to take from you. So Hashem is going to appease Zvulun, be happy with what you have. Now, these sakadaitik, if you want to tell me, Kitroin, Zutziporim, that Kitroin, Zutziporim, and this went into Zvulun's portion, my Misroim Amidaisov. Like, why was Zvulun feeling so bad? Why did he feel he didn't get a good portion in Eretz Yisrael? Like, what was wrong with Tziporim? For heavy Tziporim, Milsa, the Adifa Tuva. Tziporim was very, very good land. It had more than any other part of Eretz Yisrael. It was very good land. Maybe you want to tell me, Kudu is very good land, it's very fertile land. Maybe there's not enough milk there, there's not enough honey there. Someone says, no. The Omer Rash Lakish, the Didi Chazuli, I saw this place in Tziporim, that Zovas Cholofut Vash to Tziporim. And I saw the place that Mamish milk and honey was coming out from Tziporim. That they Shisha Osa Mil, Al Shisha Osa Mil. That's how big this portion of land was that Mamish honey and milk was coming from. In other words, Tziporim was loaded with milk and with honey. 16 mil by 16 mil. The Chitayna, maybe you want to tell me still, Tlenefisha Didei Kediachwa. Good, it had a lot, but maybe his brother Naftali had more than him. Maybe the other brother's lands had more Zavas Cholof Advash. Tzimor says no. The Yomar Rabba Barbachona. Barbachona says that Omar Rabbi Yechanan says, L'didi chazili, I saw, like Kamaki would take all the Zovas Cholof Advash from Eretz Yisrael. L'didi chazili, Zovas Cholof Advash to Chol Aron Yisrael. If you take together all the milk and all the honey that comes out from Eretz Yisrael, to have, you know how big the land should be, kemivei kuvi ad akra, de'tul v'kni. That's from one place to another place. And you know how far away it is, like how big is this distance? Eschwe v'tatim pasoi. It's 22 pasoi, urcho fusia, eshisha pasoi. Its length and width is 6 pasoi. Yes, it comes out, the whole zovas of cholov and dvash of the whole Eretz Yisrael was 22 pasoim long, and the pusia, the width, was only 6 pasoim. So it comes out that Zvulun was doing pretty good, like this was only like 8 times the size of Zvulun. So for 1/12 of the Shvatim, Zvulun had a lot of Cholav and Vash. So why was Zvulun complaining? So Mar says, Afilu Hochi, Sadei Sukrome Madifulei. Still, Zvulun would have rather had the vineyards and the fields rather than having the mountains. That's why he was complaining. And Deikon Amya bring you proof for this. Because still the Pasuk says, V'naftoli Amroi Meisoda. Like that was Zvulun's complaint. Like how come Naftoli is upon the high places of the field? In other words, he has good fields. So that's what was bothering Zvulun. He has good fields, and I have mountains. So Moshe says, Shmamina, from here it's a proof
that Zebulun's complaint was that he wanted straight fields like Naphtali. Omer Rabbi Yahuwah, the pasuk says in Tzfanya, the Akroin Teyoker, that Akroin should be uprooted. That means Zu Kisri, this is called Kisri, Bas Edom, like the daughter of Edom. This was the name of a city. Shehi Yosheves Bein Hakulas, which was situated, it was amongst Cholos the sins, the ascend, the Hoysa Yisoy Tekuol Yisrael. And it was like a bad peg that was against Kla Yisrael. B'yimei Yivon, even made the Greeks, this land was very bad, dangerous for Kla Yisrael. Ugeshegovra Malchus Beish Chashmenoi, and when the Malchus Beish Chashmenoi won over the Yivonim, the Notzchum, they won over, they conquered this land. Hoyukurinois, you know what they called this land? They called it Achidas Migdol, like this is the captured tower of Shir. That's what they called this land, this Kesar, which was Bas Edom. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my dirsi, what does the Pesach say in Zechariah? V'hasi roisi dom of mepiv, and he will take away like his blood of his mouth. V'shikutzav miben ashinov, and take away something disgusting like from between his teeth. V'nisher, and he will be alone. Gamhu lelakim, he'll also be amongst his gods. Now the Gemara dashins, v'hasi roisi dom of mepiv, I'll take away the blood from his mouth. Ze beis b'maya. In other words, that's the base Bama, where they brought the Kabbalahs for the Avodah Zarah. Like a Bama, or like the Bach says, it means the base Kiryas Shalem. That's the place where they brought their Avodah Zarahs. If it's Shikutsa Miben Shinov, the base Kaliyas Shalem, also, that was the open place from them, also where they worship, they did their Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Kaliyas and Bamaya, Rashi says, Rashi Avodah Zarah Haim Liyadim. These were the heads of the Avodah Zarah that the people worshipped in Eden. There was something left over for Hashem also, the Lakenu. So that we dashin that Elu Boti Kinesios, the Boti Midrashim Shebedon. This was the Boti Kinesios and the Boti Midrashim that were in Eden. Then the end of the pasuk says, "V'hoyo ki olaf ka'aluf b'Yehuda v'ekroin ki yevusi." That means elo teratoyes v'karkesiyo shebedoim. These are like the theaters or the circuses that have an edoim. Shasidim or shore Yehuda lumoy bem Torah b'rabim. Will come a time when the people Klal Yisrael, the sorry, the heads of Yehuda, will use these big theaters, these big places to learn Torah with. As what the Goyim made, they made it for themselves, but Klal Yisrael will eventually have some manor, have something from it. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Losum, that's what the Pesach says, Losum, Zu Pamayis. You know what Losum means? It means the place called Pamayis. Akron Tiyakar, what is that? The Pesach before said had Akron Tiyakar. We had Zu Kisri Bas Edom. This was the place called Kisri Bas Edom. She hoysa matropulin shemalochim. This was like a special place, a metropolis of kings, it was. And what does that mean? Ikad the Amri, some say, the marbibo malachi, that this is places where they brought up kings. Ikad the Amri, and some say, the mukmi minoi malachi, that from here, these people, they appointed from there people that were kings. They appointed the kings from there. Rashi says, the marbi shemagadlin shom b'nei malachim. Vaita, Kisri of Yerushalayim. Like these were the two big cities, either Kisri for the Goyim, or else Yerushalayim for the Jews. So more says like this, Im yoy malachodim, if somebody would tell you, chov ushtayim, both of them is destroyed, like both of them don't have power, is altayim, you can't believe it. Yosh ushtayim, if both of them have complete power, that both are built up, is also altayim, don't believe it. But if somebody would tell you, Chorva Kisri, the Yoshva Yerushalayim, like Kisri, the Romans, they are dead, they are ruined, and Yerushalayim is built up, that you could believe. Or else the opposite way, Chorva Yerushalayim, the Yoshva Kisri, Yerushalayim is destroyed, and the people are living in Kisri, time that you could believe. In other words, either the Jews will be Govar, or else the Goyim will be Govar, will be winning over. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Amalei Hacharova. Like I will filled and waste. There is something will be, it means in Malayazu Kharbazu. When one is big and living, the other one will be like destroyed. And in Malayazu Kharbazu, when the other one is complete, then the other one will be destroyed. Like either one or the other will be in power. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Mehocha. I have another pasuk for this. A pasuk in Chumash. It says, Ul'oim Miloim Yemetz. It says like, the one people will be stronger than the other one. Like Yaakov and Esav. Where Zman Yaakov is Govar, then Esav is down. And Zman Esav is Govar, then Yaakov is down. But of Yomer Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yitzchok said like this, My Dichsir, what does the pasuk say in Yishayo? Yuchan Rosho, Val Loma Tzedek, like Hashem should show favor to the wicked, because maybe he'll learn good, Tzedek. Is Omar, you know who said this pasuk? Omar Yitzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok Avinu said this in front of Hashem. It said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yuchan Esav, like have mercy, show some favor to Esav. Is Omar Lois, Hashem said back, Rosho, Esav is a Rosho, I'm not going to show him any favor. Is Omar Lois, Yitzchok said, Baloma Tzedek, maybe if you show favor to Esav, maybe like he'll learn to do righteousness, he'll do tshuva. Is Omar Lois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back and said, the pasuk says, Be Eretz, Nechoichois, Ya'avil. That means in the land of good, he'll still do bad. As Esav was so bad that even in a good place where he would show favor to him, still he'll do bad. Is Omar Lois, so he said, So Yitzchok said back, in Cain, if that's so, Bal Yiro Geyus Hashem, then he should not be able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In economy, then this Rosh Esav should not be able to see the greatness of Hashem. The Yom Reb Yitzchok says, My Dissiv, what does the Pasuk say until him? Al Titein Hashem, Hashem should not give, Mavaya Rosh, he should not grant by the desire of the wicked. And Zemomoy, Al Tofek Yerum Musela. And like, don't draw out, don't do what he wants to do bid, Sela. What does this mean to say? Is Omar Yaakov Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu spoke to Hashem and said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Titein Li Esav HaRosho Tavas Liboy. Don't give to Esav HaRosho his desires. Don't give him what he wants. And Zemomoy Al Tofek Zu, don't give him also, don't make it good for him. What is that?